Secondhand shoes, can't wear these to school. Mean girls will whisper, say that I'm not cool. Mama, don't make me go. Let me stay home, pretty please. Alone in the stands, purple prom dress. Put on some makeup, hope he notices. I don't think I stand a chance. If only he'd ask me to dance, pretty please.
Just heard a snippet of Pretty Please by breakout country star Sasha. After a stellar year in 2021, not only was she smashing her own records, but she ended 2021 by becoming a member of CMT's Next Women of Country Class of 2021. And there is no signs of slowing down for this rising star. I said it when I met Sasha for the first time in the interview I did with her in 2017, and I said this artist is going to make it all the way. And she is doing exactly that. She is driven and focused with hard work ethics to make the success happen all around her. Sasha has taken the master class in making her dreams come true. With so much excitement around her, she has released her best work yet with her new 4-song EP, We Did. Here to talk about her new EP and new music video is breakout country star Sasha. Been such a long time. I think it's been since 2017 since I interviewed you.
Yeah, that would be after that was after the Next Country Music Star.
That's You, I am just so proud of you, man. You're just on fire right now.
Oh, thank you so much.
Congratulations on all the success and all the hard work, because a lot of people think that you've just, you know, come on to the scene and they're seeing you everywhere on the billboards, like Times Square and all over social media and that. But you have worked quite a while to get what you are right now, and it's taken that blood, sweat, and tears of yours to be able to believe in yourself to get you exactly where you are right now.
Yeah, no, it's true. I've been titled the rising star for how long?
Well, gee, it's
many
been a while.
Years. it's been a long time, but it's incredible because, man, I always think back, like, what if I quit within all that time? You know, what if I stopped? You know, and everything that's happening now, all the exciting announcements and things that I get to share, I just always think back, like, what would have happened if I stopped midway? It's just a reminder of, to me, and hopefully to other people, to continue to go, because you just don't know what's around the corner.
Mm-hmm. And when you take
around the corner could be another month or a year from, or 3 years, but
you got to strike, right? You got to strike when the iron's hot. But it's just, you know, music's so, like, it changes all the time, it's evolving all the time, and you can really see why you've connected and the growth from when I saw you in 2017. You're such an incredible writer. Being able to tap into that vulnerability, I really love this side of you.
Well, thank you.
Such an amazing story to your life. You started such a huge year for 2020. I know that it's hard for a lot of people when everything, you know, has been so tough for so many of us through so much trauma, you know, through the pandemic and tough times. This has been a stellar 2 years for you. What has it been like for you when you look back at that and seeing the success you've had just in that short period of time and everything you've accomplished?
It's been a whirlwind. You know, it's like you're saying, amidst unprecedented times and all sorts of world devastation, I kind of had to block out the noise and bury my head into my vision and my dream, because if maybe had I not, I would have been taken away with the tide, you know. And it was just important to me to continue to, you know, press onwards, because in life that's, it's just the unexpected happens. Mm-hmm. We can't predict what happens from day to day, but all I have control of is what I do every day, and I just continue to pursue my passion and music and my conviction in being here as a woman in country music. And like I said, I think that, you know, if you keep one foot in front of the other, you're going to get somewhere. So that's what it's been like the past 2 years. Mm-hmm. Just keeping one foot in front of the other and walking through doors that I've always dreamed of, and still continue to, you know, walk forward. You've had some
yeah. great goals. When I talked to you back then, and, you know, the goals that you had set for yourself, and you've come through so many of those. Do you think that's that hard work ethic that you have has got you, you know, through those tough times and being able to persevere? Because it's not an easy industry, let's face it. It's really tough, mm-hmm. you know, to get that momentum, keep that momentum going, and then have the pandemic hit and turning around and going through that in the end of 2021. Like, you went from standards to, you know, 2021 ending it for the CMT Next Woman of Country class of 2021, to be a member of that, to sit in that elite group. Just a fantastic accomplishment for you.
Yes, thank you. It was like the opportunity of a lifetime, and right at the right time. And I do believe that, yes, hard work is essential, but it doesn't come if you don't believe in it. You mm-hmm. know? So I think it's important to have that, really have that faith and that belief in it, because I don't know, had I not believed so hard in this dream, I don't think I would have been able to put the work behind it or invested in it like I have.
Mm-hmm. And like you said, too, being able to step away from all the noise, being able to really focus in on that vulnerability that a lot of us don't face unless, you know, we're forced into it. And the pandemic really pushed a lot of us to be able to take a look and say, okay, what can I do? What, you know, taking that time to be able to see, shut the noise out, be able to really see what you wanted to do. And look what's happened. Your songs are so vulnerable. People can connect instantly to the stories that you're telling. And like you said, believing in yourself, such a huge message. And that's a big part of your new music.
Yeah. And I know, like, I've been doing this for so long, even when being independent, I have a great team around me now, mm-hmm. but I was wearing so many hats, and I was so thankful too for people who were willing to put songs on the table, even for me to sing, you know, songs that I could resonate with, even as if I, almost as if I had written them. So I'm so thankful for everybody who said yes during those times to help me to balance and move forward.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It makes a big difference with the team too. You know, being able to take a look at that and taking that pressure off, because it's so hard to be able to concentrate on your craft and to forward yourself even more when you've got to do all of that stuff. And being having a team behind you right now has got to take a little bit of that pressure off of you.
100%. Mm-hmm. 100%. I'm so thankful for that, because I get to hone into my creativity, and there's just so many things that I personally would like to write and share, and I'm looking forward to having more of that time to really be laser focused on that.
What's the biggest change that you've noticed in your writing from the beginning till now?
Well, from the beginning till now, for a while, you know, like I said, with juggling, you know, music and being independent, I hadn't had the time that I'd love to have to be creative in writing. So it was so gracious to have people write songs and have songs that resonated with me that I was able to sing. Mm-hmm. And then in writing also through Zoom, with people, it was a new experience. I think the interesting thing that I found was that it was actually a little bit challenging to be a little bit more vulnerable through Zooms mm-hmm. and the way that we have to write and navigate. I've got lists and lists and lists of titles and songs in my phone and in my books, and they're just waiting for me to attack all those ideas. I've always written by myself for the most part in the beginning initially, but I think what helped me to get better was writing with others mm-hmm. and getting different perspectives and hearing ways that others would, you know, put an idea down to place. So I've had more time to write with others, and I'm looking forward to getting more of those co-writes out into the world and sharing them. But I think most importantly,
it's being open, right? Being open to the process.
Pages over time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And being open to the process, because a lot of the time we have a set idea of what our style is, what we want, and
absolutely.
We kind of can get stuck there. And the more writes you do, you know, the more your music will breathe and your ideas will breathe, because people might just have a little bit of an idea that will set you off running, you know, to something that is, if I didn't even think of it that way. And then you just write. So it's amazing, you know, being able to get into as many writes as you can get into and how much you grow as a writer.
Absolutely. And mm-hmm. that's what I've noticed. And I'm so appreciative during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm. You know? Zoom's tough, like you said, too. Yeah, like you were saying with Zoom, it's just you can't feel the energy. I can understand what you were saying. It's like, it's got to feel so different just doing it over Zoom.
Yeah, I'm trying to getting people to know you over, you know, a screen. It takes a little bit more than just, hey, how are you today? And let's write about this. And you know, I've had fun writes and I believe some successful ones over Zoom, but it's just, you know, it's the dynamic that shifted a bit. So I'm so excited now with everything opening up and getting ready to go back into person and write with physical human beings.
Exactly. Now, when you came out with Standards, such a huge mark for you, is an understatement, you know, what that did for you. And just that, mm-hmm. I love the doors that it opened for you, but at the same time, I loved, again, your twist on what the message was. And what you're mm-hmm. always hearing out there, and it's always about, you know what, believing in yourself and all that, but you took this on a different level and switched that around, saying, hang on, instead of going through all that heartache, why don't we just care about what we're asking for and what we know what our standards are, and believing in our standards and sticking to them.
Yeah, I mean, hey, there's nothing wrong. I love a good heartbreak song, but this one was interesting because it's like, well, how do we avoid them? How do we avoid a heartbreak? Nobody's perfect, and we're not perfect. We don't know all the answers to, you know, success and love. But I mean, hey, I think, you know, just even for, you know, the younger audience, and all these girls, all my friends are calling me up, and as things are just not working out, I'm like, you know what? maybe a little shift here and a little shift there, or raising of the bar here, you know, might help. I don't know. I don't have all the answers, but.
I think, too, we always expect we can change people. And instead of just looking at ourselves and saying, okay, we can't change that person, if we just change our perspective, then our lives would be so much easier.
I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that.
It must have been just an absolute blur when you're looking at everything right now and how things are coming at you, you know, so fast, evolving, you know, all these doors that are opening for you, all these events. What has it meant to you right now, the success as you describe it today?
The success means to me, it's like a sense of validation, you know. It's like when you work so hard and you put in all this effort, it's like you're shaking hands with reward, you know. And it's just quite astonishing to me, because I think of, you know, I do think of how far I come, and I think of, you know, is there anybody out there that might feel like they are least likely to be able to achieve something that they're so passionate about, or one of their wildest dreams? I felt disqualified due to maybe some disadvantages that I have had, mm-hmm. or that I perceived that I had, and for me to be celebrating all of these accomplishments, I hope is kind of a testament to anybody out there who has even a glimmer of hope of something that they've always dreamed to do, and mm-hmm. to just go off and do it.
And you're proving that right now, and just believing in yourself and just what that hard work can push you through, maybe what you might lack in confidence, and being able to, that confidence grows with you as you break down those barriers. And, you know, that's a pretty strong message. And that's one thing that you've done so well. Are you able to enjoy and appreciate the moments because everything's coming so fast, like being able to soak it in, you know, what's going on?
To be honest, yes and no. There have been times where because I get caught up in the moment, and then I'm looking for the next. And my head goes back down under, and I'm trying to strategize the next knock on the door. It's just so. But I have, it's funny because people have asked me that, and I remember when I was at the CMT Awards and in New York within the past couple of weeks for the premiere of my music video for Pretty Please. I made sure to appreciate the moment, to look around, to be 100,000% in my senses. and know that this is just a moment that's going to go by really fast. So savor it, savor the moment, and cherish it. And I did that. I did with those past couple events that have gone by, and it's something that I'm practicing mm-hmm. moving forward, because everything just comes and goes so fast, and it's really important to appreciate everything that comes your way. Not saying that I don't, but you can get so
caught
work
up.
Oriented.
Yeah.
Yeah, and caught up that you forget.
Well, you're being pulled in 50 million directions, right? So you're super yeah. busy. It's a blur to you. And you always hear everybody saying that after the fact, and, you know, later on in their careers, it's just enjoying those moments, that's the one thing that they regret, is they just don't take that time, you know, to be able to live in the moment. But a lot of the time you really can't, too, because you're just that busy. You're just that busy right now.
I'm terribly busy. You know, it's true. But yep. I've also practiced, just, you know, even if I get a little quiet time, or when I do, I can go back to all those moments. I can go back to, you know, all the way back to the next country music star winning that. Mm-hmm. And I can reflect and I can be thankful. And that's something that's important to do. And I've been doing that more and more, just every milestone going back and just being thankful. And it also serves as fuel for me to continue to believe in those things that I still wish to achieve.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What is the most important moment that has been life-changing for you that stands out in your career right now?
Important moment. That is a good question. I can honestly say one of the game-changing moments for me in my musical career was being inducted to the Next Woman of Country, CMT. And I say that because I've admired that program for many years, and I've seen some of the biggest country music stars come out of that program. And I've always pondered, how on earth could I have an opportunity to be a part of CMT Next Woman of Country? And it wasn't until I had reached out to Leslie Fram of CMT, and we had just gone back and forth in conversation. I sent her my music. And I guess she liked it enough to invite me to be an inductee in the program. And that to me was huge, because she is a champion for female artists mm-hmm. In country music. And she, if there was ever a door that closed and one that opens, she was that door that was crucial to open. And I'm so thankful for her. I consider her, you know, a hero for myself and for many women in the industry. Mm-hmm. And the doors that have opened since.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And your first red carpet, everything that's come along with that. I know we have so little time to talk to you, so I just want to make sure we're getting it all in there, because that was your very first carpet. Damn, girl, you looked amazing.
Thank you.
Diamonds on the award carpet. I'm telling you, you just stood out. You've always been somebody who's in tune with your fashion. And we always look forward to whatever you're going to be wearing. So I'm going to be there on the next one for the carpet. And, you know, I look forward to seeing and talking to you about your style and trends. So let's talk about this brand new EP, your 4-song EP. We did. It is just such to me, your best work yet.
Yeah, I agree. I'm really happy about this. I'm really proud of the songs. I feel like it was just everything that represented who I am mm-hmm. and where I'm going at this time. And the reception has been incredible.
Everything that this album has meant to you for We Did, especially with the title track coming off the EP. So talk to us about that.
We Did. We Did. This project, interestingly enough, I've had the honor of getting some of the most greatest writers' songs for this EP to help me get going and off and running. And We Did, when I first heard it, it just gave me that kind of nostalgic falling in love feeling, Taylor Swift love story vibe, fall hard shot to the heart type of mm-hmm. just energy. And I was like, this is this kind of stuff that draws me in. And I'm hoping that when something draws me in, that it could have the same effect on somebody else, especially if I sing it with that same kind of energy. So We Did was a no-brainer the second I heard it. And this EP was an incredible experience, because I literally recorded all three of the songs within a 24-hour window mm-hmm. and a flight to Nashville.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're going to play this one right now. Here is We Did, the title track for country artist Sasha's new EP here on Music's Journey. The hit single title track We Did for country's emerging star Sasha, bringing the message of finding that lasting kind of love and the freedom that real love brings to your soul. Love it.
Each song just resonated with me incredibly. Even speaking of Pretty Please, and we're talking about confidence and still on a journey to get to a place of confidence, because I can't say that I've arrived, but I'm hoping that many of the listeners of this song would, have a sense, kind of like less of a pressure on them to feel like they have it all together, mm-hmm. but also understand that it's important to invest in getting to a place where you understand your value and not succumbing to all the pressures and the standards that society mm-hmm. has placed on us when it comes to beauty.
And it is so important today, like you're saying, there's so many messages here, like even with We Did, with that song, has that twist to it again, is understanding what real love is. And I think that is so important today for the younger generation, that are learning what value there is in yourself. You know, it's just like you're not present in the same way in valuing yourself.
Yeah, it's so true. And just, sometimes we can miss out on all the really fun stuff about falling in love, like staying up all night and staying on the phone and seeing each other and sneaking out and talking about your dreams and
going through the tough times and still being together
and
not just quitting and moving on. You have an example of that with your relationship too, right?
I do. Mm-hmm. I do. And I have been with my husband for since I was late teen, mm-hmm. and and ongoing. And man, we felt real hard and real fast. And we've been through on a journey, even through this dream and music. And it's just, you know, and there's a quote in the song, they say young love don't last forever, but we did. Mm-hmm. And I just love that because, you know, here we are still standing strong and we have the rest of our lives to go. You know, nobody's arrived until the end, but it's just important mm-hmm. to understand that, you know, there's just so much that we can value in relationships and longevity.
That's right, because it's not always easy, and it's just like what real love is what people miss. They always think it's just all that hype and that excitement, you know, of the beginning stages of the relationship. But the real relationship comes with being able to see through it on the other side and sticking together and believing in each other,
right.
And knowing that you're going to hate each other at some point in time, you know, in your relationship.
Yeah,
and you know, coming out the other side of that is
the
whole.
We might have some songs for that.
That's right. Oh, see, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. And it's just an amazing part to see, you know, with these songs that you've chosen here. Pretty Please, we're just talking about that and the whole line about this and valuing yourself and understanding that value.
Well, thank you. Yeah, and I'm glad. I love to hear perspective and what people get out of each song and how it speaks to them. And Pretty Please, this song was like, the music video just premiered on the Times Square billboard in New York.
Look CMT. At you, I'm telling you. I just have to go to your social media. I got to check every single day because there's something that you're doing. And it's just something else has come up. And there you are in New York City, you know, Times Square, and you're looking at your billboard. That had to have been so surreal for you.
It was. It was like the last time I was there, like I said, it was 2011 going into 2012. And I was going all in for music. And the next time I'm in New York City, I'm on a billboard. And it's just, I that was one of those moments where I was, like you said, stop and appreciate what's happening. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of those moments where I was just kind of standing there and really trying to realize what's happening and what's going on.
And well, we're all just sitting there going, damn girl, like just killer track one after the next. Like first it's What a Track, you know, with the Rec Laws smashing all your records. It's just like, you know, it's just like one thing after the next, but you've earned it. You've so earned every bit of this. And I know that What the Truck is on the EP too.
What the Truck was, that was another like sideswiped, didn't see that coming, kind of.
Never saw that coming. Yeah. But you know, it's just such a great song. And then you ended it like, it was just, everybody thinks that that was set up, but it wasn't set up. You actually legitimately wrote to that, right?
Yeah,
on TikTok.
I just hopped off, didn't think anything of it. Probably what turned around and went to wash the dishes or something, and before you know it, I'm getting a DM from Jenna. And then I'm in the studio, and then I'm in a music video, and then we're on the stage, and then we're at the CCMAs, and it's just been going and going and going on.
Well, because you're trying to get your EP ready to go, and you know, you've been working on that, and then all of a sudden you're performing with this, and
yeah.
You know, doing all of this and closing out the CCMAs. That was awesome.
That was incredible. Yeah.
couple years Yeah, but the last couple weeks have been holy cow.
Couple weeks have been, yeah. And I can keep this going.
Yeah, she's going, please keep it coming.
Oh, please.
I'm gonna keep this coming. You might be really exhausted and need a 6-month break by the time you get off this year.
Sabbatical, guys.
Well, we're gonna make sure we're playing What the Truck, yeah, because we want to make sure that we're playing all these because they're just so good. So let's play this one right now. Here is a collaboration between Sasha and the Rec Laws on the smash hit What the Truck here on Music's Journey.
Is what we waited for. Put the key in the ignition, get back to what you're missing. No sitting inside no more.
I've been down in the dumps when I wake up in the morning. Same four walls been getting kind of boring. Cause I've been losing my daydream mind all day. They could kiss my ass, I drive away. What you say about a little pick me up? We're way too young to give a sip. What you say we all go somewhere and get stuck? Life's a ditch, so what the truck? South right now. Cause I've been down in the dumps when I wake up in the morning. Same four walls been getting kind of boring. Cause I've been losing my daydream mind all day. They could kiss my ass, I drive away. What you say about a little pick me up? We're way too young to give a sip. What you say we all go somewhere and get stuck? Life's a ditch, so what the truck? What the truck?
That was What the Truck by the Reclaws featuring Sasha. And this is the smash hit that has done so well, breaking all the records for Jenna and Stewart as well as for Sasha. What an incredible song. And you can catch that story on TikTok too. So much. Pretty surreal. Another door open that has just been crazy for this young rising star. Pretty Please is just such an amazing track. And
thank you.
Have you heard a lot from fans on this one? To what this song means?
Yes, actually, I get a lot of like cry emojis on social media, and like, this is my favorite song. I can't listen to this song without crying, or I can't, you know, people can't get through it without crying. So that's the general kind of report from that song. And
the video,
it's true, and that's all I can hope for is that it would music to touch the heart and inspire others. So
well, it's one thing to hear the track, and it's beautiful. As I said, this I think is your best song yet. Is the one that just you get goosebumps when you listen to it, but you just get emotive feels all over the place when you watch the video.
Such
a powerful video.
Oh, thank you. I'm so proud of this project and this video and how it all came together, and the dancer Maya, she was just incredible, and I'm just honored to have had the right people putting this together.
Did it feel like your life when you watched her and you're watching that video back? And
I couldn't get through this. certain parts of every time I come on set, like, okay, I am choking up here, and this has got to stop now, or I'm gonna have to get my makeup redone. It was very emotional at times. You know, I was excited, I was thrilled, I saw the set and I was like, this is great. And then there's times where I'd watch Maya, you know, dancing, and I'd just get choked up, you know, even just talking about it. I feel like getting choked up because it was just so impactful. And
the vulnerability the vulnerability that she showed in there and just bringing those lyrics to life. Wow. We're going to play this one right now. Here's the latest single, Pretty Please, by country artist Sasha, here on Music's Journey.
Secondhand shoes, can't wear these to school. Mean girls will whisper, say that I'm not cool. Mama, don't make me go, let me stay home. Pretty please. Alone in the stands, purple prom dress, put on some makeup, hope he notices. I don't think I stand a chance, if only he'd ask me to dance.
pretty please.
I'm pretty strong and I'm pretty sweet. I'm pretty smart when I wanna be. The stupid mirror keeps reminding me, oh, I just wanna be pretty. In ourselves, how hard can it be to tell those demons to go to hell? What if I shut out the noise, believe my best friend and the boy, and my own voice that's trying to tell me I'm pretty strong and I'm pretty sweet.
That was Pretty Please. The song has been climbing the charts ever since its release in the world premiere for the video for this amazing song that's called Pretty Please by country artist Sasha. Your voice, I don't know what it is, you know, in comparison to when you first started out, but I'm telling you, it's just, you're just at that place where there's just nothing that can stop you now.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you.
Do you feel that yourself?
I feel like I have taken on a great vocal coach, because that was another place to invest with vocally. And there's just so much in me that I feel like, even back then, I was like, there's more. Mm-hmm. And I can't say that I feel like I've arrived, but I'm happy with where it's at. And there's more.
Mm-hmm. I bet you there is. And as I said, I can see the difference. Mm-hmm. And you definitely can see that. And it's just so empowering listening to you get behind any song now.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, it's a pretty sweet place to be, you know, at this point, and just being able to invest and see that change in yourself. And pretty special moment for you. How important is it for you to connect with your fans authentically through the lyrics of your songs?
That's probably primary, because without that, there's no fans, there's no music. Fans make the music world go round, so it's very important that I can just be real. Mm-hmm. And have songs, even if it doesn't matter, it doesn't have to be necessarily, you know, all like in your vault, but like it could be a fun, happy tune, something that just anybody can just listen to and just be turned, you know, mm-hmm. up immediately. It's really important that I do connect with fans, because that's my way of connecting with people, is through songs.
Are you seeing that come back to you when it comes to overseas, places
overseas,
like Australia and the UK?
I remember there was a time where it was just all over the place. Yeah, I am getting TikTok. This is what I appreciate about TikTok too, is that it's people from all over. So I just noticed the other day that a lot of people are using the song for Pretty Please, and mm-hmm. it's from all over. Some of them I can't read the translation of of what they're doing, and they're not even doing anything necessarily in line with the message. They could be, they're filming watering a pot, or they're filming their arts, or they're filming anything, men and women, and I love it.
Oh, that's so awesome. Yeah. You got to be so happy about that, because it hasn't been long, right?
Right, no, it hasn't. I was like, what's going on here? Okay.
How many streams are you now? I hate to ask.
Oh.
It's got to be, what, over 800?
Sorry?
I think you're over 800,000.
Oh, you mean me for the song or the video?
On the song.
Oh, I think it was over 800. Mm-hmm. I have to go. I'm going to have to log it back onto my Spotify for that, the analytics.
It's like crazy numbers. Crazy numbers. Like what the truck just blew everything out the door.
What can of worms?
I'm telling you.
A can of worms.
You just never saw that coming. I'm telling you.
Yes.
Don't forget you can download We Did on all of your streaming platforms. All the amazing EP you can add to your playlist, and you can request it at your country local radio station. Very, very good. I am so proud of you. So proud of the CMT premiere, and man, everything that's going on for you. Everything. Pretty incredible. Now, what have you got coming up?
I've got a few things coming up. I'm so excited that I'm going to be on a stage, on a few stages this year, and also the Maddie and Tay tour in the U.S.
Yeah, that's the CMT All Song No Static tour. And you're going to be with that. That's going to be so awesome. Congratulations. You must have been thrilled to hear that.
I got the news of it when I was at the Budweiser stage with the Reklaws about to perform. And I was just like, wow, my energy level is going up tonight for that performance.
Well, that explains how amazing that performance was. You just had a little bit of extra pep in your step there.
Yeah. Give me some good news before a performance and I'm like a bull out of a gate.
What was your favorite moment at the CMT stage? Because you got to meet Carrie Underwood, which is somebody who was so important to you.
That was huge. Mm-hmm. When I saw Carrie Underwood, so many people, Leanne Rimes, Walker Hayes, everybody.
Oh, yes, that's right. Walker Hayes. I forgot about that.
Yes. And I even got to say hi to the Judds as they were walking by.
Oh, wow.
Which was really...
Wow.
Really, yeah, that was a moment, and I'm glad I had that moment, because there's so many people that I would have loved to meet, like Charlie Pride, and you know, and you just don't have that chance, but I'm so glad I had the chance to even just say hi in passing by.
Yeah, that's a pretty tough one for country music, and you know, just such a tough loss. We've had a lot of them, you know, too many, way too many.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I wanted to talk about this entire album you've got coming out later this year.
Oh, my entire album. Okay, so working on it, working on my songwriting team and choices. And I'm just excited about, We Did is kind of like a prequel or a sneak peek of what's to come. And all those four songs represent an aspect or a facet of what I'd like to share in minimal ways. But as we turn the pages, I just hope to... just wheel in more of an audience through transparency and life stories.
Peeling back those layers.
A little bit by little.
Just a little. And we're going to see a little bit more of that vulnerability.
But you don't know. Yeah, I might surprise you. So, yeah.
Well, you know I'm going to pull it out of you when I'm doing the interviews. I always do. Just going, damn, I wasn't ready for that.
Know. Yeah, I better prepare.
So CCMAs, you got it coming around the corner.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, you do. So that's got to be pretty exciting right now.
I'm so excited. Yeah, I got a Rising Star nomination and Female Vocalist of the Year nomination for the CMAOs. And it's all huge. This is everything. All the things I've ever dreamed of or hoped for, you know, is happening. It's just incredible.
Yeah, and that's why I said you just got to take that all in. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, be present in those moments. And that's just going to be the main thing. I'm going to be in the back of your head going, be present, be present.
Be present. That's right. I will remember that.
What else have you got coming up for shows? So we're just tapping in on all the news that you've got right now.
Yeah, we just announced the Lasso Festival. And I'm excited about I'll be at Stampede again this year, Calgary Stampede, and some more announcements coming.
Now, Calgary Stampede, are we doing, I haven't taken a look yet, I should have by now, but I know last year we only had Canadian acts coming in, but I think we've got everybody this year, right?
Yeah, we do. Awesome. I believe so, yes. The borders are
wide open.
They're coming over, yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome, because it's one of the best shows. It's just an incredible opportunity to be able to play that festival.
And, is it ever? I had a blast last year.
Yeah, it's just going to be so good for you. And I cannot wait to have you back so we can talk about this full-length album that you got coming out.
Well, thank you.
And catch you up on all the stuff that's going on for everybody and all the fans and how much they're loving every single thing you're doing. You are making Canada proud.
Oh, thank you.
Really are.
So sweet.
Do you have a couple, like, if I do two quick burning questions for you?
Okay.
All right. What is your most useless talent?
Useless. Oh, my gosh. What's my most useless talent?
I had to throw you off right off the top.
I can't even. Okay. My most useless talent, let's say, would be, I don't know, being able to do like a clover with my tongue.
Well, that classifies as useless talent. Yes, it does. That's awesome. That is awesome. Okay, what is on the top of your bucket list right now? Because I know you. I know you've got one. It's always going with your goals. So what's on the top?
I would love the opportunity to sing at the Grand Ole Opry, to have a Grand Ole Opry debut.
Oh, that's going to happen.
I believe it too.
Oh, it will. There's no doubt about that one.
That's like, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. I am wishing you all the very, very best over this summer and in just enjoying every single second of it, of your tour, and with Maddie and Tay and Abby Cohn you've got. So that's going to be amazing too for the CMT All Song No Static Tour. And that's pretty cool. When does that start?
That starts in September. I got to go and double check the date. September and October, 17 dates. And I believe we're starting off in Oklahoma City.
Okay. Wow. Very cool. That's going to be something else. And you are playing Stampede when? What's the date?
I believe it's July 13th.
Okay.
We haven't maybe not seen yet, but we will be posting.
Very cool. And obviously we got the CCMAs around the corner and you got the CMAOs. There's so much stuff that you've got going on. So excited for you. And thank you so much for coming on the show and being able to catch up with you once again.
Well, thank you. It was my pleasure.
All right. I will talk to you very soon and we'll see you on the road.
Great chatting with you.
Okay. You take care, Sasha.
You too. Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
A great big thank you to my very special guest, country artist Sasha, for coming on the show. I've got some great shows coming up. I will be interviewing Mark Jordan and Amy Sky. I've got Miles Goodwin from the rock band April Wine. We got Wes Mack, Andrew Hyatt, New Moon Junction, Justin Hogg, Colin McDonald from the rock band The Trues, Manny Blue, Carissa, Katie Tompin, Lindsay L., Sash Jordan, Katie Hurt, Dustin Collin, and so many more. It's going to be a great, great month for May for shows. Don't forget, you can check out all of my podcasts with artist interviews you don't want to miss at musicsjourney.com. You can also check out the articles that I write on all the artists that you know and love with all the latest music, videos, and reviews, and so much more at nowandthenmagazine.com. Well, that's it for me, your host, Kim Sear. Thank you so much for tuning in to Music's Journey, and have yourself a wonderful day. I will see you here next time on Music's Journey.